Well, good morning. Today I'm going to tell you about when God filled the rice pot. Do you all like rice? Like lots of rice, yeah? Well, a very wise woman once told me something, that the best rice is in tapioca pudding. And I know that's true because mothers are always right. But this happened in the southern Philippines, in an area where the student missionaries had been working, and the mission decided they were going to try and set up a church and maybe a school. And the officials arrived, and they were staying in this little village, and one of the houses that looked like it was probably the poorest house there said, "You got to stay with me. You got to stay with me." And they stayed there, but they said, "But why?" He says, "I don't want to run out of food." He says, "Well, what do you mean?" He says, "Well, you know, the student missionaries, when they first came here, nobody really wanted them here, and I let them stay with me, and they said, they're going to eat all your food, and you won't have any, and then what are you going to do?" And he says, "And so they were there, and you know what? They ate all the rice I had. And I went around and asked some of my neighbors. They said, if you hadn't invited the missionaries in there, you would have had enough food to eat, and they wouldn't give me anything." And I went home, and I looked, and I thought, well, maybe there's just a little bit in the rice cooker. And he opened the pot, and he went and told his wife, he says, "Didn't the student missionaries eat?" She says, "Yeah, they did. They ate all our food." He says, "No, it's full." And they opened it up, and there it was. It was full. So they ate. And the next day, they were never out of rice. And every time the student missionaries came to visit him, he always invited them. And if he didn't have enough rice, they still didn't run out of rice. He says, "I know that just like the widow for Elijah, that God fills my rice pot. And God still cares, and he still does things that we need." So we should remember that God cares about each one of us individually, and that he cares about each one of our needs. Let's pray here. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for caring for each one of us. We thank you for caring for our needs. And we pray, Lord, that we could honor you with those gifts you've given us. We praise your holy name. Amen. Okay, grab your...